Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast Monday through Friday where we encourage you to listen in wherever you're at and hear the Word of God and the truth preached. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. And this week we're airing a message entitled Relation Between Justification and Regeneration. If you would like to hear this message again or any other messages from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
Folks, we're not all that we'd like to be. We're not all that we should be. We're not all that we're gonna be. But we're a whole lot better than we would have been had God not saved us in Jesus Christ. Would you stop this morning, if you're saved, and think about who you would be, what you would be, what you would be like? Had God not saved you when he saved you? Think of the changes that have taken place in your life. Oh, I know the biggest room in the house is the room for improvement, but think of the changes that have taken place in your life. As a result of being a partaker of the divine nature. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, watch this, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Because we still live with the old man inside of us, the Adamic nature, if you will. We still have to fight that corruption and that lust. But without Jesus Christ, you'd have nothing to fight it with. Folks, it was crazy in 1973 when I got saved. Think of how much crazier it is now. I remember when Jenner, was it Bruce Jenner? Okay, never mind what he wants to call himself now. Bruce Jenner. I saw his, her, its picture on a newspaper or a magazine or something. And I remember walking by. I didn't stop to read it. It's when he first came out and had all his surgery and all this other nonsense and confusion. And I looked at that and I felt really bad. I thought, man, that is an ugly looking gal. You know, and you knew she was trying. I mean, you felt bad. And then later on I found out it isn't a gal. It's a guy who's a gal, who's a guy, who's a gal. Folks, you say, how ridiculous. If you weren't saved this morning, you might think it's okay. You might have just progressed right along with the tide of culture, getting your thoughts adjusted and getting more and more corrupt until you thought up was down and down was up and black is white and white is black and cold is hot and hot is cold. And there's no good and there's no evil. It's just sort of all amalgamated. It's one big gray mush. You know what kept you from thinking like that? The divine nature that God imparted into you when you trusted Christ as your Savior. His Word. His Word. Isn't it wonderful to be saved this morning? Finally. It all starts with justification. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God takes away the enmity between us and him. And in his courtroom, he slams the gavel down. He declares us just. We walk into that courtroom with our hands in handcuffs and our legs shackled. I watched men come in there with those shackles and they're dragging that chain between their feet, their head down. Sometimes their family is there. They're ashamed. They're in that orange jumpsuit, and we walk out without the shackles, without the handcuffs, wearing a robe of his righteousness. It all starts with justification. And then it results in regeneration, which takes place in our lives and our bodies, and it manifests itself in a changed life. What a wonderful change. What a wonderful testimony. The fruit of the Spirit, Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I said to the men once, the other day, I said, I like it when those nine things are rattling around in my head. Don't you? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. You know what? That's what the world's looking for. That's what people are looking for. They try money to get it. They try success to get it. They try fame to get it. They try popularity to get it. They try things to get it. They try philosophy. They try education. They try religion. It just doesn't work. You know, one of the biggest things that God delivered me from is what was rattling around in my head when I got saved. I remember one time breaking down and just saying, God, before I was saved, God, between those parts bins, the Montgomery Ward warehouse on River Road, right near the O'Hare Airport, planes used to come over about every 30 seconds back and forth. Some of them be so low, you swear you could take a baseball and hit the bottom of it. And I remember between those parts bins, one late afternoon, didn't think or know anybody was around, and just wrestling and struggling with my thoughts and the lack of peace, and my sin had gotten a complete grip on me. And I remember taking my fist and slamming it down on that metal parts bin, and parts come flying all over the place, and saying, God, if you're there, will you please help me? Scared one gal about half to death. She was two rows behind. I didn't know she was there. She come running out there. Door slammed behind her. Remember what it was like to be lost? Aren't you glad the Spirit of God lives inside of you now? Aren't you glad that you can bear that fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance? Isn't your spouse glad? Isn't your family glad? Aren't those around you glad? I wish there was some wonderful place, the poet said, called the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all of our heartaches and all of our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again. Oh, there is a place. It's called justification by faith. There is a place. It's called the washing of regeneration, Titus tells us. And when you got saved, both of those things took place in your life. Instantaneously. Is there more? There's a lot more. We don't have time. Matter of fact, I believe part of growing in the Lord and walking with the Lord is just learning about these things and learning about these things and learning about these things. And since God has given us a ministry of reconciliation, telling others as well. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. If you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, I really encourage you during the invitation this morning that you might just come. We'll have somebody up here take a Bible, show you how you can be saved, answer any questions you might have a word of prayer, and get the matter settled. None of these things can take place in your life until you sign, as it were, on the dotted line, until you say yes to God through Jesus Christ. Christian, God's given you the ministry of reconciliation. He's justified you. He's regenerated you. Whatever you do, don't keep it a secret. Don't keep it a secret. Don't be a spy for Jesus Christ. God's got quite the undercover network. He has plenty of those people. He needs some people that will just openly declare what God has done for them. Why don't you plan on being one of them this week? Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Pray that something that was said would impart some wisdom, some understanding, some strength, some help, some encouragement to your children, that we might go forth from this place and declare how God was not imputing their trespasses in the person of Christ, but that he was dying for their sins. Or as Christ said in John 3, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Lord, help us to declare that good news as we go forth from this place. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth, and it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled Relation Between Justification and Regeneration by Pastor Rick DeMichael. We heard in today's message that we need the righteousness of God to get to heaven, and the only way to get it is through Christ. If you're listening here today and you are not saved or are unsure about your salvation and want to be with Christ up in heaven one day and experience the magnificence of God himself, then we encourage you to contact the offices of Treasure Valley Baptist Church at 208-888-4545. That's 208-888-4545. As mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, if you would like to hear this or any other message from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org for more information. We also invite you to join our live streams on Facebook and YouTube for weekly encouraging messages. And if you just so happen to be in the area, we have a bookstore that is open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30 and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come join us for our weekly services. They begin with Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., followed by the morning service at 10:45, a Sunday evening service at 5:45 p.m., and our midweek service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our services have nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting groups for all ages, including junior high school, and even college age groups. Thank you for listening to Treasures of Truth, a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and may God bless you in the coming days and weeks ahead.